Shall we ask the Lord for his blessing and for his help? Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, thou hast gathered us together in this morning hour within the walls of thy house under very solemn circumstances, where displeased thee so suddenly and unexpectedly to take out of this life a dear daughter, sister, sister-in-law, and a further family member, a co-worker from the emergency responders, a member of the community, a member of the congregation, and for her it has become eternity. And then in this morning hour, then we are called upon to bring her mortal remains to the grave, to await the great day of the resurrection, when thy dear son, the trumpet, shall be blown, and then thy dear son, in his glory and in his majesty, as shall appear to judge the quick and the dead. Lord, do remember this morning family, the father and mother who have lost their dear daughter. Such an empty place. Their life shall never be the same. Oh, do grant them together a place at thy footstool, where they may come with their sorrow. The psalmist of old has declared, when my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. Remember the siblings, where they have lost the dear sister. Also uphold them. And then thou maketh the difference where there is no difference. They may still have a place in the land of the living, and their dear sister is no more. Then we also commend unto thee those in a faraway country, husbands and children, on account of the distance, are not present with us. But when they may listen along, O Lord, do remember and uphold them, where under these solemn circumstances, then the distance is so sorely felt. We commend unto thee the nephews and the nieces, also a large empty place in their life and in their hearts. Thy ways can be so unfathomable. Grant also unto the little children a place at thy footstool. Commend unto the grandmother and a further family member. Then we commend unto thee the first responders, the law enforcement, And then the first responders, they have lost a coworker. Lord, remember also uphold them and continue to help them in their manifold labors. Wilt thou grant strength? May they oftentimes be given to beg of thee for thy help. For when they receive a call, much unknown, the circumstances and the persons involved, then it is still a privilege and a blessing living in a country where there is order, where there is compassion, and where there is love. But then also the first responders, then under these circumstances it becomes so real that they are also mortal. We commend unto thee all the mourning families in our midst, widowers, widows, those that have brought dear children to the cemetery. Oh, continue to uphold them and strengthen. And then, Lord, then surely thou art speaking in a special way, that thou art speaking so loudly and so clearly that we have no continuing city. There is only one step between us and death. It is written in thy holy word that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Then under these circumstances thou hast confirmed what thou hast stated, told our first parents in the day that thou eatest thereof. Thou shalt surely die. But in thy precious word, then thou hast also declared that thou wast given thy dear Son, that a church may, must, and shall be saved. Then through thy word, then thou still profferest peace and pardon. And then the necessity, oh, come down with thy Holy Spirit. And that this calling and that thy word may be applied, that it may enter into the heart of dead sinners, that it all may become real, that we become a seeker at the throne of grace to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. May then this calling be used for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. Then how needful for us and our children, because our Lord, by nature, everyone is mortal except I. How needful to pray with Moses, the man of God. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We commend unto thee the congregation. We commend unto thee the community, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. Remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Impress it upon all of our hearts that there are two ways, 'tis declared in thy holy word, two peoples and two destinations. Oh, for thy true people at the end shall be eternal gain, to praise thee forever and ever. But it is written in thy word for those that would not, that thou be king over them, to the place weeping and gnashing of teeth. To that end, may there be a hastening for our life's sake. Lord, may it please thee to open thy holy word, anoint with fresh oil from above, and that thy word may go forth with power divine. Go then from bench to bench, from heart to heart. Leave not cold, untouched, and unmoved. May the prayers be multiplied. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. We wish to read out of the Holy Scriptures, Luke 13, the verses 18 through 30. Luke 13, the verses 18 through 30. Then said he unto, what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and is shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught us in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are, depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out, and they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there first which shall be last. Thus far the scripture reading. Family clock, first responders, congregation and community, we have come together in this morning hour under solemn circumstances where displeased the Lord to take out of our midst Daniel Maria Clock, born June 1, 1995, on the Lord's Day evening of April 26. Her life's journey has come to an end. Her soul ushered into eternity. And we are called in this day to bring her mortal remains, her body, to the cemetery. Father and Mother Clock, a deep, a trying, an unfathomable way, can be many questions. 30 years old, and the end has come. We read of the friends of Job that for 7 days they have sat silent. The fathers and mothers, and we have many amongst us that have brought a child to the grave, they shall be enabled to understand the Lord. Grant together a special place at the throne of grace, where you may tell the Lord all your deep sorrow and ask the Lord to uphold and to strengthen you, together with your family circle. Brothers and sisters, you have lost a dear sister, a dear sister-in-law. The Lord also uphold and remember you, also the ones in New Zealand. I read in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, and who maketh thee to differ? The Lord has made a difference where there is no difference, because it is written in Romans 3, verse 23, that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Children, you have lost the dear aunt. You meant much in her life, and now there shall be no more visits. The Lord also remember you. And then family clock. Then the Lord is speaking in very special ways. May it please the Lord by His Spirit to sanctify this calling for the coming of Christ's kingdom and the glory of His great and worthy name. Then you have experienced, we have experienced, that not only the old, not only the middle-aged, but also the young, the very young, are ushered into eternity. And now the Lord grant at this time that we may be prepared, that we may seek the Lord while He may be found. We need the pardoning of our sins. First responders, then it is also fitting in this morning a word of thanks and appreciation for your manifold works of love, care, and compassion in our community. At times overwhelmed when you receive a call, then you do not know the circumstances and the people involved. May the Lord continue to strengthen, to help. Undoubtedly, times when you are overwhelmed, may you have a place at God's throne of grace. May you be given oftentimes to open God's holy word for guidance and for leading. Then the Lord is also speaking unto you, that first responders, you have lost a co-worker. That first responders, that they are also mortal. That also first responders, that they can be on the other side, you have experienced in the time behind by renewal. The community truly appreciates your manifold labors amongst us. The Lord continue and bless. A congregation of Pitcher Butte, this is the first death in the year of our Lord, 2026, not an elderly and not a middle-aged. Also in the past year, the first deaths were not the elderly, two young sons, Jordan and Tanner DeCock, 15 and 14 years old. And now Danielle Clock at the age of 30. Then by renewal, there is a next. What solemn ways has the Lord spoken? And is the Lord speaking unto us? May we be given to fervently ask and beg of that great, almighty and gracious God that he may richly pour out a spirit, work in the hearts of young and old to be uncovered, discovered, to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, of that one thing needful. We hope to speak a few words in this morning hour. Confine the words of our meditation in Luke 13, and there to verse 24. A strife to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Our text words speak of Jesus' word concerning entering the strait gate. And then three simple thoughts: the proclamation of this gate, the command concerning this gate, and the warning concerning this gate. Then here's our text words are an answer by Jesus upon a question that was asked. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? Are we exercised with that question? And then in that question and in the answer, there is much implied. Tells us and her children that there is a way to be saved, and that implies that we are lost. Through our deep fallen Adam, we have turned our back unto the Lord, never to return. But now in the context, the question declares that there is a church that is and must be saved, that declares that there is hope for us and our children, because after our deep fallen Adam, then we read in Genesis 3, verse 24, of the gate to paradise that has been closed, with those cherubims holding that sword that turneth every way. That is the sword of God's justice. Through our sins, we have closed the gate. But now in the context, it speaks of the people that are saved. And that is only possible through him, the Lord Jesus Christ. We read of him in Zechariah 13, verse 7, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, that is my own fellow, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hand unto the little ones." Thus, family, first responders, and friends, then in the midst of death, it may be declared, because our text that speaks of a gate, and that is a gate that leadeth back to the Lord, that is a gate that granteth entrance into glory. And we read in John 10, verse 9, that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the door in that gate. Read in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And now the work of a triune God for the making of that gate, but also concerning the entering into that gate. And now there was one that was exercised, perhaps not a fitting question, but let us not throw stones. He has asked, "Are there few that be saved? Are we also exercised with being saved, because we only have a certain time upon the earth?" It is declared in God's word that compared to eternity, that our journey is short. And now the Lord, he granteth this precious time of grace, that we may seek, that we may find, that we may enter that gate. Oh, young and old, is that our concern? Is it our exercises? Because we need to be saved, implying that we are lost, miserably lost. Ephesians 2, verse 12, without God, without Christ, without hope. And now Jesus has given an answer concerning that gate, because we read in verse 24, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate." Thus, that implies many difficulties, many hindrances, and many enemies. Oh, that gate that is straight. We read toward the end of the Sermon in the Mount, in Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14, "Seek ye to enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go thereat in. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it." But the Apostle John, on the island Patmos, banished for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he saw the heavens opened, a great multitude, all peoples, all tongues. We have heard it out of this chapter, that they shall come from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, and they shall be in glory to forever sing the praises of the Lord. Then on such a solemn day, then the question is, do we belong to that people? Have we learned to earnestly strive to enter in at that gate? Because it is a straight gate, it is called in our text. It is true. We must compare Scripture with Scripture, all young and old. It is written in the Word of God that on the one hand, a very straight gate, cannot enter in with our sins, with the world, our self-righteousness, it is free and sovereign grace. But that gate is declared for poor, for vile, for black sinners, then it is so wide. Then there is no sinner too black, no sinner too vile. But I read in 1 John 1 verse 7 that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins, all young and old. The command to strive to enter in at that straight gate is not sufficient to know it with our mind, but we must become a striver by the grace of God. We must become a seeker. Oh, it is a matter of life and death. And in this morning, then the King still invites, then the King still declares through his word that there is a gate. Then the King still proffers peace and pardon. Oh, what precious invitations in the Word of God with specific addresses that come unto us and our children. Oh, it is declared that there is a gate, only one gate, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. But now Christ, he is written in our text, a strive to enter in at the straight gate. There is a great urgency. We have experienced it by renewal. There is only one step between us and death. And I read in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, so the tree falleth, so it shall forever lie. We need to be born again. We need to become seekers. All the reality needs to be bound upon our heart. We need to be quickened by the Spirit. And in this day, the command, the royal command, comes unto us and our children. Strive ye to enter in at the straight gate. It is a matter of life and death, where there are only two ways. And what is now necessary to strive, that we receive profound impressions of that one thing needful, deep impressions of our sinnership, to learn that we are lost, because young and old, if we are not lost, if we have not become sinners, oh, his name has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. But have you now become a true sinner? Have you now become a weeping sinner? Have you now experienced that godly sorrow? As I read in 1 Corinthians 7 verse 10, that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance. Oh, that is the work of the Spirit. We read it in John 16, the verses 8 through 10. We can give a very simple example. Undoubtedly, first responders, it has happened that perhaps you received wrong directions and you came to the wrong house. The door was opened, and what did the people say? Must be a mistake. I am healthy. My family is healthy. No fire, no difficulties. So there is no need. But when you come to another place where there is one that is very sick, pain, a dying, then there is much room for your labors. It is true, perhaps it can be, that a loved one is called, and that the one that is sick, that he tries to tell you he is not so bad to take along. And so it is with the work of the Lord. Oh, when we are given to see how sick, how lost we are, the exceeding sinfulness of our sin, oh, it is true. The invitations go out to all people. The callings of the gospel. But, oh, all may come. Young and old, all may come. The word of God comes unto us. And now by nature, it is written in Psalm 14, the verses 2 and 3, that none will come. Christ has said to the Jewish people, John 5 verse 40, ye will not come unto me that ye might have life. But now by the grace of God, oh, may it be our prayer, oh Holy Spirit, come down. In this morning hour, in this day, work lovingly, irresistibly, in the hearts of young and old. Ah, then we become exercised, because by our sin, then we have shut the door, we have closed that door. But then we are given to strive, then we are given to seek. Oh, so earnestly, Lord, I need thee. I need to be saved. I need to be reconciled. I need to enter through that gate. Our last thought, the warning concerning this gate, let us add, those strivers and those seekers, oh, they need to be delivered from their sin, from their guilt, from their punishment, because the justice of God requires, he is so holy and so righteous that he cannot overlook, overstep one of our sins. And that sin shall be punished either in us or in his dear Son. But now those strivers, goes not only about heaven. First place, it goes about God. Because everyone wants to go to heaven. But those true strivers, all they are declared, described at the beginning of the Sermon in the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn, the meek, hunger and thirst after righteousness. But for those true seekers and strivers, then it goes about God, about his communion, to be delivered from the power and the dominion of sin, to be reconciled. Ah, sweet communion, Lord, with thee. And now, Jesus, oh, when we listen to his preaching, how honest he was. All he has declared is the door, the light of the world, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the bread of life, the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, then he has declared unto the people that he is the Savior, the gift of the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But then how often then Jesus has made a separation, because there are only two peoples. And then he has declared in our text that there shall be many that expect that hope to enter in, but that shall not be enabled. And what is now necessary to enter into glory? Ah, we shall try to keep it simple. Then in the first place, in John 3 verse 3, then we need a birth certificate that we have been born into that heavenly kingdom. As I read in John 3 verse 3, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, blessed that people that may experience that new birth, that may receive those living longings and desires for the living God. Then they may have a little beginning. It is true, it is small, but a little beginning, a little foretaste of what the Lord has prepared for his people. Oh, then in the second place, then to enter in, then we need to be made partakers, recipients of that true saving faith. As I read in Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. 1 John 5 verse 12, he that believeth on the Son hath life, but he that believeth not hath not life. Oh, then further, then such souls, they need the love of God shed abroad in their heart, because we read in Galatians 5 verse 6, that faith worketh by love. Ah, when the Lord works by his Spirit, then he sheds that love abroad for everything related to the Lord. Oh, to God, to his Son, to his Word, to his institutions, to his day. Then we may say with the Peter, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. Then further, then to enter that gate into glory, cross the border, then we need a passport. Sometime happens, it's expired. Other circumstances, and then we cannot enter. Then we can go back and rectify. But when we make a mistake concerning our soul, then it is an eternal mistake. Then we need a passport sealed with the precious blood of Jesus. Do we not read in Exodus 12, verse 13, concerning the children of Israel, when the destroying angel would pass through the land at midnight? Then that text, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And further, then such a soul needs holiness only in part. Do we not read in Hebrews 12, verse 14, without holiness, no man can see the Lord? Then Jesus, tis the words of him who are truth himself, who cannot lie. Oh, then he has spoken of two peoples, two destinations, those that hope to enter in. Jesus has spoken, those that have done wonders, those that have preached, but never enter through the gate, and young and old, let our guide be not emotions and not feelings, but God's holy word, where God's word declared who are his and who are not. Oh, then it is written that they shall be given to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a great throng, a great multitude, who have hearkened to the voice of the living God, who have come, who have striven to enter through that narrow gate, to hear below, to taste of the precious things of the Lord. But for those that refused, we have heard it, weeping and gnashing of teeth, young and old. It is not my word. It is the word of Jesus, the Son of God. None have ever preached like he has preached, the profound truths, two ways. Then in this morning hour, the midst of death, then the King, he still holds out before us the white flag of peace. The gate may still be declared. The royal command to strive to enter that gate, young and old, how is it? Where is our journey to? Two ways, two peoples, two destinations. Oh, then in the midst of death, then that precious name, only one name, and Christ has declared to the disciples that may still be proclaimed. Luke 24, verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins, that it is proclaimed among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And therefore, let us close with Isaiah 55, the verses 6 and 7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous his path, and return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy, and with the Lord there is pardon. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, who was able to declare the seriousness and the solemnity, the shortness of life, also concerning the certainty of death, of judgment and eternity, who was able to expound how awful it is to be unconverted, and how terrible it shall be to go lost. Who is sufficient to expound the preciousness of that only name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved, the preciousness of the service of the Lord. Oh, the preciousness of that gate where the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins, Lord. By renewal we beg of thee that the word may be applied by thy Spirit to the hearts of young and old. Grant unto thy children to be given to make their calling and election sure. Ah, for thy people, the day of their death shall be their deliverance. And now, Lord, we are ready to go to the cemetery. There is an open grave that has been dug in this morning hour, awaiting for a coffin with a body without a soul. Then by renewal, we humbly beg of thee that thou may remember this father and mother, their children, the grandchildren, the extended family circles. By renewal, we commend unto thee all our first responders, law enforcement. Lord, do remember and uphold all those that were present at the accident scene. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us close with the singing of Psalter 281, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Mindful of our human frailty is the God in whom we trust. He whose years are everlasting, he remembers we are dust. And what follows Psalter 281, the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
We shall read from God's holy word from 2 Corinthians 5, the verses 10 through 21. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also were made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we that judge, if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Father and mother, siblings, grandmother, nephews and nieces, emergency responders, family circle. There's always a solemn and touching moment when we stand round an open grave for a dear one to be entrusted to the womb of the earth to await the great day of the resurrection. Her natural voice has become silent, but how loudly she is speaking unto us. Where I was in the land of the living, there you are today. And where I am now in eternity, you shall soon be. We have heard out of the word of God, the Apostle Paul, with an enlarged heart, with his fellow travelers, never dying souls bound upon his heart, that he was given to write to the Corinthians. concerning the reality of death. But then in verse 14, he has also declared the love of Christ restraineth us. And then in verse 20, then as ambassadors of Christ, then he has besought the Corinthians to be reconciled with God. We have heard in this morning the royal command and calling that we are given to strive to enter in at the straight gate. We have heard it may be declared that there is a gate from our side so straight, but in the precious mediatorial work of Jesus Christ, then the gate is wide for the chiefest, the blackest, and the vilest of sinners. May it please the God of all grace to use this calling, where a young daughter of 30 years, so suddenly and unexpectedly, by means of an accident, was ushered into eternity, that we may be given to truly strive. And in the word of God, it is declared that those true seekers, those true strivers, they shall never be turned away, but they shall receive entrance. But people, it is needful that we are given to strive, that that gate is revealed, it is proclaimed, and that by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that is the one thing needful. We are all hastening to eternity, and as we stand here around the open grave, then there is a next on the list, and are we prepared? Amos has declared in Amos 4, verse 12, prepare to meet thy Maker. Father and Mother, the Lord, remember, uphold and comfort you in this difficult and impossible way. Approximately 11 months, the family has stood on the cemetery to bury your dear husband and your father. The Lord remember you in your old age. Also under these sorrowing circumstances, the Lord prepare you where you have become old. Then by renewal the EMTs, the Lord grant you strength. The Lord grant you courage to continue the manifold labors in the midst of our communities. The Lord remember you for body and for soul. And then we think of the little children. Your aunt is no more. We have mentioned it. You had a very special place in her heart and in her life. And now those visits has come to an end. The Lord grant unto you a place at his footstool where you might bow your knees, tell the Lord your sorrow, and may you be given to remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Extended family circle and friends, the Lord is speaking. The Lord has spoken in solemn ways. May it be used in his hand for the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name. So be it.
On behalf of my family, I wish to express our heartfelt gratitude to Reverend Adams for officiating the service. We know it cannot be easy time and again. May the Lord strengthen you and uphold you. Martin Brothers for their compassionate and professional care, custodians and everyone involved in graveside preparation, and anyone else who helped, your work is much appreciated. All first responders, those that were at the scene, and those she worked alongside, we wish the Lord strength and care in this time. Our community far and near, for the compassion showed through prayers, visits, meals, messages, and many other ways. Mom, Dad, brothers and sisters, there is now a big empty place in our family. Mom and Dad, thank you for being loving and caring parents. Danny loved you both more than words can ever say. May the Lord watch over each and every one of us and bind us together and give us strength and comfort in the unknown future. As we grieve, may we take comfort in Psalm 74 and 5. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified, but I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God, thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying.
Shall we pray? Our Lord, by renewal, we have been called to go to the cemetery to bury a young one. In the past time, we have come so often to uphold and to remember all of us. Then by renewal we commend unto thee as father and mother, the children, the grandchildren, the old grandmother, where that place only shall become emptier and emptier. May it be filled with thy presence and with thy help. Do uphold them with all the mourning families in our midst. Then by renewal we remember first responders, all those that were present at the scene, law enforcement. Continue also to remember and help them. We commend unto thee the funeral directors, worthy every lady that in the past time that they were called upon to bring many younger ones to the grave. Lord, wilt thou remember them in their labors, remember them personally, family, for body and for soul. Ah, Lord, then thou wert speaking so loudly. Then thou wert knocking on the doors of all of our hearts. My son, my daughter, give me thy heart. May still be proclaimed, we have heard it out of thy word of him who has come from heaven to bring reconciliation, who is the door of the gate, and that my door may be proclaimed, ah, Lord, work then lovingly, irresistibly by thy Spirit, that many a boy and girl, youth, middle-aged, and elderly ones are given to strive and to enter that gate, because then at the end, then we may enter into glory. Remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies? And then we do not only need traveling mercies on long journeys, as men experienced also on our short journeys. Lord, do remember this morning family circle. Remember when we leave this cemetery, thou maketh a difference where there is no difference. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen.
Family members and friends, this concludes the formal portion of our graveside service here today for Danny. Please take the time that you need here at the graveside and make your way when you're ready. Thank you so much.